Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
July 2nd, 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In this part of the Gospel, Mark piles up miracles. Now, you have to realize that in antiquity, the old days, way back when Jesus was alive and even before, the various holy men and God figures and all worked huge, vast miracles. Jesus rarely did. His miracles were kind of low-key. They were so low-key that some people try to explain them away. It's just natural phenomenon. But those are skeptics. The questions are not really how Jesus worked the miracles. Did he suspend the law of nature, or did he just restore people's confidence? And the two stories today illustrate the point. Was the woman who had a flow of blood, she got better anyway? With a little girl, Jesus said she was sleeping. Maybe she was only asleep. Moreover, both the woman and the little girl would die. The storm on the lake may have ended as quickly as it started. Did Jesus not only postpone death for all those involved in these miracles? Well, yes, because he can't postpone death for any of us, even himself. But what the miracles do show is Jesus' constant love for everybody. I mean, he just didn't draw any lines. Even the scribes and Pharisees who were bad guys, he still gave them a chance. Okay, here's a sad story, which we see often on television, with a bit of a twist for a happy ending. Once upon a time, a little girl, very little in this case, maybe just barely 18 months, was playing in back of her family's garage. She had been playing there often, and her mother kept telling her, "Do not play there." Well, she was hit by a car backing out of the family's garage, and she lay on the ground like a lifeless doll. They picked her up and rushed her to the emergency room at the hospital. A young woman looked at the child and frowned. "How did this happen?" "We want to see a real doctor," her parents said. "I am a real doctor. What's her name?" "Elizabeth." The doctor touched her cheek and said, "Elizabeth, wake up." Nothing happened. Her big brother said, "We call her Lizzie." "Ah," said the intern. "Lizzie, dear, wake up now." Lizzie opened her eyes, frowned, and closed them again. "Come on, Lizzie, wake up." She did and smiled at her mommy. "I fall down." "She had a concussion," the doctor said. "We just woke her up. We'll keep her here till they do some tests, and then we'll send her home." "It's a miracle," the mommy said. "In a way it is," the young doctor replied. "If she'd been a bit closer to the car, she would have been killed." Miracles like this, the doctor concluded, happen all the time.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.